My best news, physically, which I'd like to share with you, ladies and gentlemen, is that I can walk properly now, okay? I walk heel to toe, which is the recommended way to walk. I'm hamming it up slightly. You seem very impressed. That's how you're supposed to walk. That's how you walk, heel to toe. It's not something that comes naturally to me. I actually walk on my toes naturally, but I now have something called corrective shoes. Very sexy. and they force me to be a normal person like you. I'll show you. They're called orthotics. And they're in my shoes, and they're shaped to push my feet to behave normal, heel to toe. Because without them, well, I revert. I'll show you. I've got these little flat feet, and I walk as if I'm falling. That's my natural walk. Completely on my toes. Like I've been pushed at the beginning of the day. See you later. Oh, am I off? Okay, thank you. I'll be home at about 5:30 if I can find a route back to you. Okay. You'd have seen on my other DVDs. I can't stop myself. I'm literally just parading. And I run on my toes as well. I run up. This is my natural run. This is how I feel most comfortable. Please, don't laugh, because people have laughed for whole life. I run up, because you're supposed to run on your, well, on your heels and toes, but, I mean, my feet won't do it. I've tried my whole life to be like you, but it just doesn't, I can't get it going. It just feels so unnatural to run like that. How do you get any speed anyway? I don't get it. I mean, why don't you just fucking run? I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, why don't you just run in your toes and walk in your toes? Be the man you were born to be. You don't have to conform to the masses. Well, the thing is, I do. Because when you're on your toes all the time, I had terrible pain in my calf muscles. And also, they've ballooned to a quite an unhealthy sort of monster level. I'm going to show you what I've done, but seriously, this will frighten some of you. You'll be pleased at your seat when I show you the monster that I have become. I literally have the biggest calves you've ever seen. I mean, to put it in perspective, they're the size of a shoe. Look at this. Yes, don't zoom in. That's just taking the piss, isn't it? But you can see what I've done. Look, that's what's happened. When you're on your toes, they're... it's like someone's trying to get out.
Help me!
Because I've actually got quite little thighs. Don't worry, I'm not going to take my trousers off. I'm just... I don't really use my thighs. I was on holiday in the summer, and I was in my shorts by the pool, and there was this kid with his mum, and he said, "Mummy, why is that man's legs on upside down?" That's rude. I chased him around the pool. Say that to my face, you little shit. People started laughing at my run. I know how to run, you wankers. So I got sent off to the clinic, the orthotics clinic, where they analyse my walking and they prescribe these things to my shoes. I've got to tell you, one of the funniest places I've ever been, because everybody in there was like me. They were my peeps. They all needed walking correcting. Nobody could walk in there. So I came in with my flat foot. My wife gave me a push from the car. Oh, okay, I'm going in now. Hello, I'm here for my 11:30. I do take a seat. You'll be in shortly. Thank you for your help. I went to take a seat. The next guy came in. I'm not exaggerating. It was like he was ice skating. I don't even know how he was walking forward. His legs were thrusting left and right, but not forward. It was like he was doing everything. Like he kept changing his mind. Is it that way or that way? I have no idea. He might as well just put his hands behind his back and just gone the whole hog. I'm here by 11:45. I set off on foot at 6 a.m. Take a seat, please. Oh, is it all the way over there? Very annoying. Oh, shit, I've kicked you. I do that. I'm sorry. It's one of the reasons I'm here. This guy came out before us who had been seen, and he had this amazing sort of rolling hip, sort of all pelvis, like he was listening to music that you couldn't hear. It was actually pretty cool. But this guy had come out. He was in his orthotics. He had been fixed. God only knows the state of the man as he came to pick them up. Hello, I'm here to pick up my orthotics. Oh, thank you. It's better. I wouldn't say it was perfect, but it's good. It's a step in the right direction, which is more than you can do. I saw you come in. Sorry about that. I would have loved to have seen us all walking together if somebody came in. Is there a traffic warden outside? Oh, shit. Mine's the Vauxhall Astra. I'm never going to make it. I'm coming. I'll sort you out. Don't worry about that. Did somebody say traffic warden? Here I come. Without these cowboys. So now I'm back, you know, I'm 100%, I'm heel to toe, I'm thrilled. My calves are actually getting a little smaller. I can put my shoes on like that so it's not to waste time. And I...
This happened the other night. I've got this slightly tight suit. Come on.
Oh, yeah. We're nearly... I quit, it was! You're sitting there watching me do this on the screen. Why don't you help me, please? I can't do the show. Can you just pull it down, would you mind? Don't pull me off the stage. I thought maybe your husband would help. Look at him, he's a... I'm sorry, do you mind? Sorry, I do have a show to do. Literally 15,000 people waiting, if you don't mind. Why didn't you do it? It's a strong... She's a doctor, apparently. She's a doctor. Thank you so much. Doctor. Thank you, doctor. Stu, you should have done that. He's sitting there and she's a doctor. You can't use that as every excuse. Darling, get the bags from the car. You're the doctor. I'll be inside. But I've got to tell you that these shoes... they've slowed me down a little bit. My old walk was faster. Heel to toe, it's quite leisurely. Because sometimes you need to walk fast. You need to bring out your fast walk because you're not allowed to run in some social situations. You're not allowed to run, but you need to be going as fast as you can. Like when I came back from holiday recently, you're racing. When the plane lands, you're racing everybody on the plane to get to the bags. It's a race, but it's not acknowledged. Nobody acknowledges that it's a race, but they are passengers who become competitors as soon as the seatbelt sign is off. The captain might as well go, welcome to London Heathrow, on your marks, get set, go! Sometimes you politely let people off into the aisle. No, after you, no, please, after you. But you're eyeballing them. I'll get you in the tunnel, dickhead. This lead that I just gave you, I'll be reclaiming that in the funnel before we even reach the tunnel. Because as soon as you get out, you've got your bags, you start jockeying for position, overtaking... Sometimes they respond, but they never look over. They've never acknowledged that there's a race. They speed up. No, you bloody don't. But they never acknowledge that it's a race. I know exactly what's going on here. People's children, I need to pee. There's no way we can pee. I'm in fourth place. Piss your pants. We could win this. Come on. I like it when you get to the moving floor, you know, the travelator floor. You know, when you step on and suddenly you're moving at twice the speed. Because right next to the moving floor is a non-moving floor option. Which I think we can just call floor, now that I think it is. And most normal people take the moving floor option because the bloody floor is moving. But some people, you know who you are, you decide for some reason you can beat all of the people on the moving floor. And you realise your mistake quite early and have to justify it by bringing out the fastest walk you've ever even attempted. I am justified to take the non-moving floor. I will beat all of you. But you can't. People on the moving floor are just like, you're never going to beat me. I'm on a moving floor again. But it doesn't matter how well you do in the race. There's only one actual winner of the race, as we all know. And that's the elderly on the back of the buggy. And don't they love their little nose as they come beeping past? Beep, 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 beep. But then you've got to get through customs. And let's be honest... that slows you down. It doesn't matter if you've done very well out of your plane, because lots of the planes are arriving at the same time. And then when you've got to do the passport, that's when it can be big queues, regardless of how well you've done in your initial race. That's where they have the big ropes, the big zigzag rope system to accommodate all the people, right? And sometimes you get there, and there are no people. You can't believe it. It's amazing. It's just like, oh, this is the Holy Grail. It's just empty ropes and people waiting for the passports. We're going to be out of here in no time. I don't know how other nationalities deal with this situation. I presume that Americans just hurdle the ropes. Yee-haw! Yee-haw! Pass me the kids, honey. Woo! Woo! Yee-haw! Germans probably unhooks a rope. Family comes through, then re-hooks the rope on the other side. Unhooks the next rope. Family, come on through. Now I shall re-hook the rope on the other side. And hooks the following rope, family comes through. Brazilians probably do limbo under the ropes.
British people,
it doesn't even cross our minds. We just look at the ropes, and off we go.
Pause for an American, yee-haw! You can shake the passport guy's hand, you've still got a 45-minute walk ahead of him.
They don't check your passports, they know you're British by the way you handle the rope system. Put that passport away, sir. Come on through, welcome home. Baggage reclaim tour, hope you had a great haul. I think it's amazing how British people are so obedient of the rope system. I feel we should have them up and about in life to force people into exercise. There's problems in this country with obesity and lack of exercise. Let's have rope systems that people just find themselves in. Like, as it stands, you can just go to the supermarket, you go to the cake aisle and just put cake in your trolley and chocolate biscuits and profiteroles and donuts and cheese. What I'm suggesting is just as you're reaching for the donuts, there's a little rope system that you'll find yourself... What? What is the donuts? No. Where am I going? You're going to the park, fatty. Those donuts are 8 miles from you. You'll get them when you deserve them.